Two out of three women would stay at home if they had the choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And 76% of those feel undervalued by society in comparison to women who work outside the home. And 70% of mothers, they don't feel valued at all by society. You know, and there was also another survey done back in 2017, which the previous Minister for Children, Catherine Sapone, had held. And that found, I mean, we're forgetting about the children here. That found that only 1% of children wanted to be in childcare. You know, 99% of children wanted to stay at home with their parents. And I understand, myself included, that parents are unable to do that because of economic necessity, because of the price of housing, rents, the astronomical price of living that we have today. And, you know, I know people keep saying that the wording is outdated and they keep mentioning, you know, the duty of the mother inside in the home. But if you look at the German constitution, and, you know, Germany, I think, is ranking number 4th in the world for being progressive.
Being pro what? Sorry, that broke up there.
Progressive. That they're progressive, you know. It clearly states that marriage and the family shall enjoy the special protection of the state. It also says that the care and the upbringing of children is the natural rights of parents and a duty primarily incumbent upon them, and the state shall watch over them in the performance of that duty.
Yeah, but the proposed change to it now, forgive me, does state something similar. The proposed change to the Family Amendment states the state pledges itself to guard with special care the institution of marriage and to protect it against attack.
Oh, well, I'm not speaking about marriage. I'm speaking about the protection that it's giving to mothers within the home. And the duty
that changes that it recognizes.
Like, I have a duty. I mean, I don't know why this word is being, you know, tossed about as if it's old fashioned. I do have a duty. Once I have a child, I have a duty to look after that child, to keep it safe. I have 6 children myself. My youngest is 4 months. I'm on maternity leave. You know, I have a duty when I go to work to look after my patients, the same way you have a duty to your listeners to not give out misinformation. You know, we all have duties in this world. I mean, I don't know why this word is being tossed around as if it's some old-fashioned thing. But I just want to point out one other thing as well, is that there's a lady called Victoria White, and she wrote an article. Actually, she wrote a few articles in the Irish Examiner about this article 41.2. And she stated, she interviewed a lady from UCG, and she's a historian. Her name is Katrina Clear. And what Katrina Clear stated was that De Valera was inspired, actually, by a US feminist, Ivy Pinchbeck, who wrote about women and mothers who had to work inside factories. And he was inspired, actually, by a feminist when this constitution was written. You know, and actually, Victoria White, who wrote this, is actually Eamon Ryan's wife.
Mm.
You know, so...
So by hearing of that story of women in America with children working in factories trying to support them, he put into the Constitution shall not be obliged by economic necessity to engage in labour to the neglect of their duties in the home.
In those times, you can just imagine how hard it was. You know, I mean, I'm sure the economic crisis back there was a lot worse than it is now. But you can imagine what it was like for those women to be working inside in factories.
But how do you resolve? Okay, but just finally, by virtue of time, but how do you resolve it then for the 1/3 of women, say, for instance, who don't wish to be at home and do wish to pursue a career, whatever shape or form that may be, if everything remains the same? What about women who would find it completely out of date, or indeed maybe even insulting, to leave the wording as it is?
Well, in Article 45 of the Constitution, it gives men and women equally the right to go out to work and to support themselves. So they are looked after in Article 45. So it's not outdated.
But they may be working mothers, I'm saying, for instance.
Yes, as am I.
Yeah. And but you're not among, say, the 1/3 who possibly some of them would find it insulting to be regarded as being neglecting their duties in the home by being working mothers.
But what this constitution does, it gives us a choice, and it puts an onus on the government to protect us, whether we choose to work outside the home or whether we don't choose to work outside the home.
Okay. And have they done that since the constitution was written?
No, they haven't. But that's not the fault. That's not the fault of the constitution. That's the fault of the government. The government isn't doing enough. And in actual fact, I think this whole referendum is so anti-woman. It's an attack on motherhood. you know, mothers who want to stay inside in the home.
Okay.
Where is Irish Women, the Women's Council? Where is any group here supporting women who want to stay inside in the home and want to look after their children?
Where
are they?
Okay, I'll pick it up.
They're nowhere.
I'll pick it up after 11. Thank you, Katrina.